This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I'm really, really delighted to be having a chat with Gavin James. Of course, you're so welcome onto the Hub on iRadio. It's great to catch up with you.
Good to hear you. How are you getting on? How's Christmas? How's all this shopping? All that sort of stuff that we always ask.
Not too bad. I think we're getting there. We're all kind of a bit stressed, but we're getting there. But of course,
I never ever have this much shopping done. I always leave it to Christmas Eve, and I'm not even joking. Every time, every year, Christmas Eve, running around town, but I always get it done really fast on Christmas Eve. I don't know how it happens because I always have pint at like 4 o'clock somehow.
Well, there you go. Apparently, statistically, that's when guys do the best shopping. So there you go.
It's something happens. It goes into mad mode. I don't know, it's mad, but anyway, it's good.
But of course, you're going to be providing us with some nice R&R and some really nice festive treats because you've got a whole string of gigs in the run up to Christmas. And obviously, you know, you are definitely going to be a busy bee up until nearly the 24th. But what's your favorite thing about performing around this time of year?
I think it's the covers. You get to do loads of like different songs as well. I play Fairy Tale every year. It's always funny how much you don't remember the lyrics to any of the Christmas songs because that has been like 12 months. But you never rehearse any of them. So you just go on stage and you're like, oh, it's been a year. It's been a year since I played this one. But it's nice being home for it because like even at the moment we're finishing up all these Whelan's gigs and we're doing like a kind of like six of the gigs and a few of them are like matinee gigs and I haven't really done that many matinee gigs, so like there's lots of kids at the gigs that have never been to the shows before, so it's very Christmassy and it's very fun, but it's buzz class.
Ah, super. And I think I like the way as well, as we were mentioning about Christmas shopping and stuff, you know, like if anybody is out and about and they are getting stressed, you know, it'll be lovely to just be able to go to one of your gigs, bring their kids along, you know, for school friends to go along, all that kind of stuff. When you're writing some of your music, do you draw kind of any inspiration from kind of specific moments, or even if you're performing at Christmas time, is it nice to just get the vibes in the room where everybody's just trying to chill out and enjoy time with their family?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a time that I usually kind of stack up the schedule to kind of like, it's rare that I'm home this much at Christmas though, which is really nice this time. So I get to hang out with the dog and I get to chill out a bit. But even like, as I live in Dublin, I get to do the gigs in Whelan's, I can walk home back to the gaff and I can just be in bed and all. But except for the last one on the 23rd, I'm definitely not going to go to bed very early for that one. But it's great. I'm kind of taking a little break from the writing now until the start of next year. And then the record will be out next year as well. So kind of, I've reached the peak of how much I have to write for that. So, but yeah, it's good.
Absolutely. I guess, you know, obviously you are coming to the TF Royal in Castlebar, which you've kindly given us a pair of tickets to give away to one of our lovely listeners. But how do you keep it really fresh and exciting for each performance? Because no doubt when you're coming to the end of the year, no doubt, no wonder than anybody of us, you know, we're tired, we're ready to just, you know, sit in front of the telly and watch a load of Christmas movies and eat a box of chocolates. But obviously, you know, when you are performing towards the end of the year, you have to keep it exciting for yourself and for your fans as well.
Well, to be fair, it's kind of the end of the year is a really nice time to play because we all know, like January, I'm pretty much off. All of us are off kind of most of January. So like we kind of put everything into these shows, particularly like when we're going because we're home as well. Last gig we did, I think it was in Limerick in the milk market, and it was such a buzz. We're just buzzing to be there because you can either be really tired at Christmas, watch those movies. There's a big balance between two, but it's also I think people at gigs at Christmas are well up for it because you get these like Christmas nights that are going out for work and everything, and people are just buzzing to be out. And so it's deadly. It's really good buzz. And if the gig is going grand, if it's only going all right by the third song, you just play Fairy Tale and be fine.
Exactly. So people in Castlebar are definitely going to be enjoying you playing Fairy Tale in New York at some stage. Do you have a favourite song that you love to play when you are going live that gets the crowd going? What's the one favourite song that you're doing, or does it change often?
It kind of changes every so often, yeah. So it's, at the moment, there's a song called Heavy, which we've been opening the shows with, which is really fun to sing because it's kind of a new song. But other than that, Hearts on Fire is always a buzz because everybody goes a bit mental for that. And then there's a few other ones that are really fun to play. But yeah, it's varying between them two now. And then sometimes like some of the slower, more sad, depressing ones tend to like poke their way out, like Nervous and stuff. So it's kind of, it varies a lot, pretty much, depending on where we play.
Brilliant. I know, well, no doubt people are going to really enjoy the last couple of shows that we've got coming up for the year. Anything that you've got planned for, you know, once you get a break in January, are you well back into it, releasing new records? Obviously, you said that you've got a new album on the way as well, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah, no, so I have a new song coming out. I think it's the second Friday of January. I don't know what it's called yet. I do know what it's called, but I can't say. But it's coming out 2nd of January. A second Friday of January, so probably the 10th of January. So I'll be starting the new year with new music.
Amazing. Well, listen, you're all go, go, go. Gavin, it's always such a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you all the best with the last couple of gigs that you've got in the run-up to Christmas. No wonder you're going to be very, very busy. But listen, have a fabulous Christmas and thank you so much for chatting to us here at iRadio.
Cheers, have a great one. Cheers.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.